Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Fresh on 105.7 FM, The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, along with Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Baby Tausch, out today, golfing in the Carroll Golf Outing, Carroll University Golf Outing today. So he'll be back tomorrow, which is always a good thing. Okay, so I was off, last week, one day, and I came back, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers had talked, and Gary Ellerson and Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler and Baby Tausch all wanted me to hear a clip that I missed from their mini camp or whatever they had going on in Green Bay from LaFleur talking about Aaron Rodgers essentially doing what he wanted on a play. If you missed that audio from last week, this is what it sounded like.
Played the game a certain style for his whole career, and he's done it at a pretty high level. So I think, you know, just some of the things that he's been able to really enhance within our offense has been, you know, a lot of fun to watch. You saw like that off-schedule play that he made down in the red zone. He made another one to Jake Kumerow where, you know, I didn't anticipate the ball going where it went, but that's where it went, and, you know, it was a touchdown. So, you know, we never want to take that playmaker away from him.
All right, so that's what was said last week, which is fine. And now today comes a story by Michael Silver, friend of Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, which is entitled Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur Navigating New Packers Partnership. And lots and lots of quotes in here to take from. And we're going to tweet it out and put it on Facebook as well. If you haven't seen it yet as of today, I'm guessing. I did not hear, but I'm guessing Chuck and Winkler, no Chuck today, though. It was, no Bart today. It was Chuck and Ryan Horvath. I'm guessing they talked about it. And I'm guessing Bill Michaels and Mike Clemens talked about it as well. Yeah, so if you missed it, I'll just read you some of the quotes of what's going on here. Matt LaFleur explained, Aaron and I have had some good talks, and we're going to have to talk a lot more. And one thing we have to work through is the audible thing. We're running a system I first picked up while working with Kyle Shanahan in Houston a decade ago, and we've never really had a quarterback who's had complete freedom to change plays at the line, because that's not really the way the offense is set up. But, I mean, this is Aaron Rodgers. He's had a lot of freedom to make those calls, and deservedly so. Now, how do we reconcile that and get to a place where we put him in the best position to succeed? Okay, fine. Now, this is where we go to somewhere else in the conversation. Because now we go to Aaron Rodgers when he was asked about this. It's a conversation in progress when he spoke at his locker last Tuesday. I don't think you want to ask me to turn it off. 11 years of recognizing defenses. We have a number of check with me's and line of scrimmage stuff. It's just the other stuff that really not many people in this league can do. That's not like a humble brag or anything. That's just a fact.
Uh-oh.
There aren't many people that can do at the line of scrimmage what I've done over the years. I mean, obviously, Tommy, meaning Brady, can do it, no doubt. Peyton Manning could do it. Drew Brees can do it. Patrick Mahomes will be able to do it. Ben Roethlisberger has called the two-minute for years. There are a few of us who've just done it. It's kind of second nature. And that's just the icing on the cake for what I can do in this offense.
He did not name those players. You did that.
Mm-mm. No, he named all of them.
You did.
It's a direct quote. Direct quote. Now, Unless Michael Silver got the quote wrong in the article, which I don't think he did, at NFL.com at the Fan Facebook page and 1057FMTheFan.com. You can read it there as well.
I wonder why
it
would do
easier.
That.
Huh?
Hit the hum. Oh, you do it, the hum button.
Yeah.
I can't do the hum button today.
Yeah, no.
I wonder what would make him do that, though. Name the players that he thinks can do this to justify him doing it. You don't need to do that. Just stick with you. You don't need to talk about Tommy. Who cares? Just say that. You know, it makes a lot of sense to give me a little bit of freedom. I think I've earned the right to do that.
LaFleur, we're talking about this Audible process, says, I guess from what you consider the true standard of Audibles, you're right. We have not had that, LaFleur said. Because, you know, we pride ourselves on having concepts that have answers for whatever. Now, might not always be the best answer, but you have an answer. But when there are plays that are called that have maybe not a very good answer, we typically call two plays. And we run one or the other based upon the look that the defense is giving us.
Check with me.
The quarterback chooses, and there are criteria. We try to teach him the criteria for why we would want this play over the other play. So that's Matt LaFleur. Aaron Rodgers. The time you actually have to change the play on a 40-second clock is so limited. This is a one coach familiar. Sorry. One coach familiar with Shanahan's system. Quote, the time you actually have to change the play on a 40-second clock is so limited. There are so many nuances to it that by the time you get through everything there are maybe 10 seconds at the line of scrimmage. LaFleur said, I think that has a lot to do with it. We move a lot more. There's a lot more motion. There are a lot more moving parts. And so if you just let the quarterback have that freedom to just get to whatever, I'm afraid it would slow our guys down. Now, he has a special talent, and he's got an incredible mind. So as we move forward throughout this process, he's getting more freedom. It's just, where is that happy medium?
All right, Steve, do me a favor. I'm going to try to tie all this in for everybody. It's a lot of information. Go back and play the Matt LaFleur off schedule. Just that comment.
Oh, what we started the show with?
Yeah, just go back and play that real quick.
All right, here we go again.
Yeah.
He's played the game a certain style for his whole career, and he's done it at a pretty high level. So I think, you know, just some of the things that he's been able to really enhance within our offense has been, you know, a lot of fun to watch. You saw like that off-schedule play that he made down in the red zone. He made another one to Jake Kumerow where, you know, I didn't anticipate the ball going where it went, but that's where it went, and, you know, it was a touchdown. So, you know, we never want to take that playmaker away from him.
All right, so that's one thing. Now, can you read the comment by Rodgers where he talks about this is what I've been doing this for 11 years, I've been doing this for 12 years.
Sure.
Could you just read that?
I don't think you want to ask me to turn off 11 years of recognizing the defenses. We have a number of check with me's and line of scrimmage stuff. It's just the other stuff that really not many people in this league can do.
All right, so, and it's a lot of stuff, but to me that's what it. Those two things to me is what it comes down to. And so when we first played this last week, 414-799-1250, a lot of you people call in last week. Oh, Gary, you can say stick to football because we're actually talking about football. Oh, Gary, you don't know what you did. You're just overreacting.
You're Aaron Rodgers.
You don't like him. Gary. Okay. All right. Where are you people at today? Now we fast forward to Mike Silver. And if you guys should go read the article. Because I don't want to put words in your mouth. You, in your brain, you think what you want to think. But listen, folks, here's, and I'm not really freaking out or anything like that. I'm not really. But here's what you have. And you have to look at the evidence. This is a continuation of what we've had in previous years under Mike McCarthy. Now, you can love Rodgers. You can tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. You can do all, you can say all that crap, fine. And you can say, I don't care. You can say, well, hell, Rodgers is the one that won us the Super Bowl. McCarthy didn't know what the hell he was talking about. McCarthy didn't know what he was doing. Rodgers called all the plays. Well, okay, hey, listen, if you're saying that Rodgers called all the plays, if you're saying that Rodgers took us to the Super Bowl, if you're doing all that, then Rodgers also is the reason why we haven't been to any more Super Bowls or one Super Bowl. Because if you're going to give him all the credit, then you got to make sure you give him all the blame. All I'm saying is this is the same stuff that we heard under Mike McCarthy. That's now what you're getting now is this guy Shanahan is saying, well, really in my offense, we don't have this. We don't have RPOs. We don't have check with me. This is not. I mean, if you watch that Goff kid with the Rams, if you watch Garoppolo and them, everything runs independently of themselves. Or where it's group based running, where everything.
Matt Ryan ran this.
Yeah, Matt Ryan. It's all just. But you have more than one option to hit a guy. You don't really have to really make anything up because, you know, Matt Ryan wasn't very mobile.
Not compared to Rodgers.
Not compared to Rodgers. So he had to have a series of progressions that he went to. And so that's why there's not a whole lot. And if you guys, just keep it 100, if you guys were mad over previous years about us not running the football so much, I wonder why we weren't running the football so much. Why was that? What's the question, Steve? I don't even know what the question is.
So what do you make of the piece? That's it.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted.
What do you make
of this with Rodgers and LaFleur and the Mike Silver piece?
And you folks, I know you people tired of hearing, aren't you? I'm just saying, we need to win Super Bowls. And Steve has already said, we have now, and we do, not very many people outside of San Francisco 49ers will have two back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks within, 30, 40 years? We've been running this 30 years? And we only got two Super Bowls. And now we don't get another one because this one guy, and we don't know yet, but all I'm saying is it feels like a continuation of what happened last year. And right now, this is more of a power struggle than anything else, is because this offense will not allow or does not allow the quarterback to go off task. To go off schedule plays. This offense doesn't allow you to do that. 414-799-1250. I just want to know what you think. What you think about all this? This is really my opinion of it. It's just to me a continuation of what happened under Mike McCarthy. Although now listen, Rodgers gonna think about this. And go, you know what, Leroy? You know what you're gonna say? Damn, I had more freedom under Mike McCarthy.
100.
He gonna sit back and go, Mike let me do what I want to do.
Well, the RPOs, too.
All that.
Mike put that in there.
Mike, he's going to sit back and say, because this is going to be his fight now, because this offense doesn't really. So now you hear LaFleur, he goes, well, we gotta figure it out. You know, this offense under, how many, you say he's ran it with who, Shanahan? Under Shanahan, he ran his offense with Shanahan,
yeah,
right?
Correct. Yeah, correct. Yeah, in Atlanta with Matt Ryan and all these guys.
That's when they had it with Shanahan. That's not what they did. So now, and I don't mind, Rodgers is a Hall of Fame quarterback. You do have to mix that. And I'm not saying you can't. But it is a continuation of the same problem that you had under Mike McCarthy. But what he's going to find out of this offense is a little bit more restrictive.
I think you're missing a big part of this story.
Well, Steve, the reason why I got you here and the reason why you're here is because you're going to tell me.
You're going to be a smart aleck. Okay.
You're going to tell me what I've been missing. Go ahead.
This isn't McCarthy. I mean, based on what Sean McVay describes LaFleur, this is not Mike McCarthy. Quote, the best way to describe Matt is he's an extremely detailed guy that thinks through all the potential problems that can arise and wants to work out an answer beforehand, the deal and the clarity. That's why he's such a great coach and a reason why we are the closest of friends and why I wanted to strangle him sometimes.
Who you want to strangle?
LaFleur.
Want to strangle who?
McVay wanted to strangle LaFleur sometimes when he was on his coaching staff.
Okay, because
of how detail-oriented he is and wants answers to everything and doesn't want to go into anything not knowing anything.
Right.
And he's very tightly wound?
Yes.
Rodgers said, asked Rodgers about LaFleur's healthy nervousness, and he smiled broadly. Quote, that's not a far-off characterization of him. I think he's just a type A gung-ho guy, and it works him up a little bit. Everybody that knows Matt loves him. He's a really good-hearted person and a super nice guy. It's just getting him comfortable enough to start laughing a little bit, I think.
Tell you what I'm missing there.
Listen, if this dude is his first head coaching gig, and now he's going to press it down on the gas pedal and go, this is what I think. Coming into this, I thought, Rodgers is going to stampede him. Like, he's not going to have a chance. He's a super nice guy. He's going to lay back and do what you want to do. After reading that right there about Rodgers saying he needs to learn to laugh and all this other stuff, I think he's pretty tightly wound about how he's going to do things, and it's going to be his way one way or the other.
Well, see, that's what
and,
we hope.
And I think, well, I think that's what Murphy wants, too, when he brought him in. I think that's what he's hoping for.
That's what
so
we hope.
So if he stays this way, because they say that, who was it, Clemens? I think it was Clemens, said that he called over an assistant coach during training camp.
Yeah.
It was chewing out an assistant coach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So if he's that way and can maintain that line in the sand with Rodgers, I think this is going to be very entertaining throughout the football season.
Well, I think
but what he can't,
yeah,
but what he can't have happen is he can't have Rodgers check out on him and go, dude, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. You won't give me any freedom. So, the hell with you.
It goes back to what I'm saying.
That's what I'm worried about. LaFleur's personality, how McVay lays it out.
Yeah. So I'm not really missing the point.
Different than what I thought.
Yeah, I'm not really missing the point. I think we're saying the same thing, Steve. That's why I said what Rodgers is going to find out. End it with this. What Rodgers is going to find out that the Mike McCarthy's offense, he had way more leeway than what he's going to have now.
Well, he thinks he's going to get it again.
Well, yeah, he does.
And
but,
that's on this.
But
coach.
This LaFleur offense is not Mike McCarthy's. He's going to find out that under Mike, he had way more leeway to do stuff.
In this piece also, LaFleur tells Rodgers, let's make this
Are we agreeing with that? Under Mike McCarthy, that he had way more leeway. This one is going to be a little bit more restrictive.
Right, but Rodgers didn't have the leeway at the beginning of the relationship.
Oh, under McCarthy?
Correct.
Okay.
Rodgers got the leeway as they won the Super Bowl and McCarthy became more comfortable with him. So for LaFleur, he's coming in with a huge ego already there. Rodgers was just trying to find his way and replace a legend and was listening to McCarthy go.
But,
and as he got more and more comfortable and his ego got bigger and bigger and won a Super Bowl, that's really when he came
into Rodgers didn't know anything when he first took it.
That's different than this situation.
This Rodgers is a different Rodgers.
Even though he doesn't know this offense.
No, this is a different Rodgers. Rodgers didn't know anything.
This is going to be interesting.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be interesting. 414-799-1250. I just don't know what your people think about this.
Yeah. All right.
LaRoy?
After the break.
After the break. Fine. Yeah. Before the break, can we talk about Pella window and door, please?
Yeah, let me.
I tell you what. This morning, it was like 53? I think 53.
Yeah, it was cold in Oak Creek.
Yeah, it was a little chilly. Then I think it got up to like 70. They may do that in and out all week. You may get some rain and stuff like that. But the good thing about these guys at Pella window and door, they work indoors. So don't let that be the reason why you don't call and get the professionals over to get the windows put in. Now, again, we talked about during the winter, Gary, about saving on your heating bill. Now it's about saving on the cooling bill. We always talk about this saving money. Saving money is the thing to do, but you can do both, especially when you got 0% down, 0% and all that kind of stuff. I think that's amazing.
Guys, Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin, the best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process right now. Folks, they are offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020, folks. So call them today. It's 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Or go to PellaWI.com. Ask for the 0 down, 0 financing, 0 payments for 18 months. And tell Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors that Gary and LaRoy sent you.
He's played the game a certain style for his whole career, and he's done it at a pretty high level. So I think, you know, just some of the things that he's been able to really enhance within our offense has been, you know, a lot of fun to watch. You saw like that off-schedule play that he made down in the red zone. He made another one to Jake Kumerow where, you know, I didn't anticipate the ball going where it went, but that's where it went, and, you know, it was a touchdown. So, you know, we never want to take that playmaker away from him.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh only on 105.7 FM The Fan. You also can tune us in at AM 1250 or the radio.com app. All great ways to listen to the Wendy's Big Show. Sparky, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer LaRoy Butler, Anthony Mandela producing today, talking about those quotes from Matt LaFleur last week, which are tied into the Mike Silver piece today, which you can read at 1057fmthefan.com as well. Getting kind of both sides of the story as far as Aaron Rodgers wanting more freedom to call whatever he wants to call at the line of scrimmage in an audible situation. And Matt LaFleur pretty much saying that, I sent you a two plays. Call one of them. Don't wander outside of the lane. And they're saying, well, Matt LaFleur is saying, hopefully we can find a happy medium to where we're both happy before this whole thing is said and done. Asking you, what do you make of it? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan.
Let's go to Roger and Cutter. Hey, Roger, you're first up, 105.7FM The Fan. Roger, what do you make of all this stuff, man?
Well, you know, quite honestly, I have to admit, I focused more on the person rather than the process, meaning, you know, I never really thought about, and I guess I'm asking if it's possible in the interview process the same thing was done. You could get the most relatable coach and coach with the best communication skills, but if he's trying to employ a system that doesn't give the quarterback a lot of latitude, that's a recipe at least for extending the process out a very long time into the season, meaning they may spoon feed the available plays or situations where Rodgers is going to be allowed to do his own thing. But yeah, I just think it's something they may have focused too much on the person and not considered the system he was trying to employ. And we'll see.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And here, listen, this was discussed in his interviews. They wanted to know what kind of system he was going to run. And they knew this. He was chosen for this job because these attributes that we're talking about. And, I mean, that's bar none. I mean, out of all the candidates, this guy was prepared. One thing, he alleviated some of the pressure and saying, I'll just take Pettit back. If not, here's seven other guys I would like to take. Here's the offense I'm going to run. And not so much you get into the nuances of how you call plays, but if you kind of go back and think about the Tyler Dunn article and leading up to this, it does give you, if you're not really a fan of Aaron Rodgers, it makes you think, okay, this is the divas that we were warned of. But if you really like Aaron Rodgers, you'll just dismiss this and say, just let him do what he wants. You're a first-time head coach. What do you know about coaching Hall of Famers that you're just stunting the growth of one Aaron Rodgers? Now, so with that being said, so all of he got the job because he's this way, okay? So nothing should change that. Nothing. Whether you're in the league 11 years, 12, 4, 5, 6, 11. Did I say 11 twice?
I don't think so.
I just said it to see if you and Gary were listening.
Well, then,
obviously,
no.
You guys aren't.
No, I'm reading Twitter.
Yeah, I know. I get it. But they know all of this stuff.
What do they know, Leroy?
They knew this was going to happen. They just was hoping it would happen later in training camp. Not so much now. Like, what do you want to do as far as at the line? The wording has to change. It can't be RPOs anymore, run pass options. Can't be. It has to be audible. And I'm going to tell you that LaFleur has a mentality of a guy maybe 55, not 39. Mike Holmgren does not allow audible. He does not allow RPOs. Okay?
Mike Holmgren.
No. And where did he come? Bill Walsh? No. It's West Coast offense. This offense works if you run it correctly. Whether you've been around.
Run it like I tell you to run it.
Yes. The guy will be in the flat. If he's not there, I'll get you a guy that will be there. This guy's going to run a 15-yard curl, not at 14 and a half, not at 17. He's going to be there at 15. The deep route is going to be across the field at 37.9 yards. He will be there. If not, I will get somebody to get him there. So the system works. You got to buy in. And you buy in by channeling the 11 years of experience. You don't throw it away, but you channel it. He hasn't even got the whole implemented of the game plan yet.
No, he hadn't.
It's just a portion.
But he's already bucking the system to me.
Well,
if you read, if you listen to the quotes, and I just don't like this. And sometimes you don't answer quotes and they get you. But I think those things could have been answered differently from him.
Well, that's why we'll get Mike on Silver to ask his demeanor.
Yeah.
But I can see what Aaron is saying in a way, because I got put in that same position. Because Fred Sherman, who I love dearly, if it wasn't for him, I don't even think it'd be I don't even think I would be even in the conversation about Hall of Fame. But he liked to do things differently than me. Steve wants to go after the quarterback. I don't want to play cover two. But he said, no, wait a minute. If you play cover two, you get more picks. I say, why can't I do both? Why can't I do both? Well, okay, you can. But now, instead of lining up 17 yards and running to the half, because in cover two, both say cover half the field. It's boring. They can avoid me if I do that. Oh, you're right. But that's our system, though. Because I want four guys always going at the quarterback. I don't need an eight-man front guy, because those four guys and the three linebackers up there can stop the run. We don't need you. Really? Okay, Barry Sanders put up by 190. Do you really think you don't need? No, we need you. But let's do both. How about you start in the box? You can still get to the half of the field, because you can do that. Start in the box. Oh, we're just disguising. I get it. So I bought in. But at first, I'm like, man, this is a boring. This defense is boring, man. But the defense works. That's why I'm got all the stats, because I bought in. But at first, I was like real skeptical.
But if he wouldn't have switched you into the box and he made you go out there and play, would you have bought in? Hated every minute of it?
I would have had to.
So where are we at? Where are we at with Rodgers? What are you saying?
But you wouldn't have had the numbers, though.
No, right. So I would have bought in, because it's not what I think anymore. It's what the team is best.
But don't you think Rodgers is thinking something similar to what Leroy just said?
Absolutely.
Meaning,
that's what
if I do what you tell me to do, you're going to screw my numbers. If we're running as much as you want to run, and you're wanting me to dump off to all these drop-offs, I'm going to get my numbers are going to die.
But we're going to win.
My numbers are going to die.
Gonna,
you may win.
Win.
Right. But there's the other part of it of I want another MVP. Yeah.
Right. Well, I want
so
win.
There's that ego that comes into it. Just like Leroy was describing with how he was bored. Aaron may be looking at this going, I don't get to do anything. Yeah, like, what do I get to do?
I can't throw it 50 yards down the field to Tanya.
Listen.
No, you can't do that.
I don't know if you remember, we did this topic, and I hope it never gets to this. And this is why I gave you my answer. I remember we did the topic, who should we keep, Mike McCarthy or Aaron Rodgers?
I remember that, yep.
And I said Mike McCarthy.
Yep.
This is why I said Mike McCarthy. This, what we're doing right now with Rodgers, is why I said Mike McCarthy. Because if, and they do, they got to find, these two guys got to find a happy medium. But listen, honest to God, guys, I didn't think I'd be here after this mini camp, this soon, this early. And with him talking stuff, because basically he's throwing his stuff out in the media, and he's let LaFleur knows what he's want through the media.
Favre-esque.
Whatever it is. He wants, and to me, I think it's got to be better than that.
Yes, I see
I don't like that.
I see it a little bit different with a competitive guy. I think LaFleur understands I'm going to get a little pushback from my players. Coaches... Here's the thing that I like about the coaches. Here's what I hate about them. They're stuck in their ways to where they get in their own way. That's why they get fired a lot. They do. Because I will not change nothing. Nope. The times. Remember the word we kept hearing, the stale?
Yes. Stale.
Oh, it's a stale offense.
Stale offense.
You don't think locking in two plays is going to get stale? Because if I know that you got this offense, don't you know the defense knows that? But the difference is, when you buy into it, it's almost like telling your kid to come in at 11 o'clock, don't be late, I'm going to lock the doors, you can't get in. And kids, you know what they're going to do, Steve. They're going to come at 11:03 and try you as if that door locked. Listen, come in early. It would benefit you. You keep coming in at 10:30, guess what? You can stay out to 1 because you're responsible. He's probably testing Aaron to say, listen, let me get my stuff in first before you do this.
Well, he's already doing it.
Let me get it in. Let me get it
right.
All over my...
That's what I'm saying. I didn't think we'd be here this early.
95% of it. Then you can come back and we'll circle back.
No.
We'll circle back.
Ain't no circle back. Because
you've earned it right.
Yeah.
Let's circle
He's
back.
He's coming in at 11:05, Leroy.
Now, tell me what in this office works for you. Coaches got to get out of their way with this.
Yeah, but he's coming in at 11:05 already right now.
I understand. But he knew what he was getting into. It went in the interview process, he knew what he was
going to do. So do you believe the quote when Mark Murphy said, don't you be the reason?
Or don't be the problem
don't
or something
be the
like
problem.
That? I think it was a combination of something like that happened. I do.
Under Tyler Don. You heard
yeah,
Tyler
yeah,
Don
yeah,
said
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I remember him saying something like
that. Because this sounds like it right now.
Yes,
it sounds
yes.
like what like, we're done it.
Like, don't be in the headlines.
Don't you be
like
the reason. Yeah. Don't you be the problem or something. Yeah. Doesn't this sound like it?
But he's going to always be that because of who he is. He's very polarizing, and he's a quarterback.
Are we going to take a phone call here, Steve?
Don't you think Ben Roethlisberger loved this? Because all the slander he was
does.
Getting, he don't have to deal with it anymore. It's in Green Bay, but I like the spotlight of it because I don't think it's as bad as what we think, but at the same time, it shouldn't be happening.
It just
now.
Keeps coming up. Let's go out to Paul in Oak Creek. Paul, you're up next, 105.7 FM Fan. Paul, what you think about all of this? Much to do about nothing?
It is because, you know, at the end of the day, I understand that, you know, the coach is going to say, you know, I want to run the ball. I really do.
Yeah.
But we don't want to limit Aaron on his skills and what he can do and on the field. But really, at the end of the day, I don't know why we're even discussing this because, you know, it's going to take a while for this new offense to gel. And when they come out of the tunnel and they're down by 21 or 24, do you really think they're worried about running the ball? No. And as a Packer fan, a long-time Packer fan, how many games have they come out of the tunnel down by 21 or 24 and you never see a running back on the field? And they still win those games.
But that's what we're trying to get away from, though, aren't we? We're trying to get away from not being predictable. Right? Isn't that what we're trying to do?
Well, yeah. Well, sure. Yeah, you don't want to be.
You don't want to be down. I mean, if you had it, you don't want to be down by 21 points.
No. Of course, nobody wants to be down by 21. I'm just saying, though, it's going to happen.
No, it should. No, it can't happen. And then my point is too. And I hear what you're saying, but my point is, if you stay on script and you follow the game plan, you're not down by 20 or 21 points at halftime. Let's say 12 out of the 16 games.
Well, you would think that's going to be the case. But then, you know, there again, until you can see what the defense is going to do, I mean, hopefully with all the acquisitions they made in the offseason, hopefully the defense is going to step it up more. But there again, and if you're, you know, I think everybody's pretty clear on this. When Rodgers gets to the line, if he sees something that he wants to do, he's going to do it.
And see, I think that's where we're going to get in trouble. Oh, no, I think that's where we're going to get in trouble at, don't you think? If he's going to do it,
I don't know if they're going to get in trouble. I mean, Aaron's an awfully intelligent guy. He studies the game more than God knows how many people. I'm sure he's looking at the offense, going, okay, you know what? This is different. This is not what we've done. But you know, with a combination of what you know the new coach is bringing in and what I know I can do, hey, you know what? This could work, but. I don't think it's going to be a tug of war between him and LaFleur. I just think that, you know, you just hope, like I said, that they're not going to come out of the tunnel where they have no
sure.
choice but to run
sure.
or to pass the ball.
Thank you for your phone call. I appreciate it, Paul. But that's the problem. I mean,
coaches don't like guys changing plays. I'm gonna tell you that right now. They do not like that.
If you believe that, Paul, is that what he's going to? That's going to be a problem if LaFleur said that's not what we're doing. Just is. And then you're going to see the same Rodgers then looking at LaFleur all crazy like he was looking at McCarthy all crazy, that he didn't like this play call. I hope that's not where we're headed again.
You said,
coaches have to recognize what kind of players they have.
You said if it goes that way, he's going to lose this time.
Yeah, Rodgers losing this time. It ain't going to be LaFleur.
I still don't think so. Because
then you can't get anybody to coach him, Steve. You got two coaches of the same things. Who's the problem?
Oh, I understand what you're saying. They're not trading a Hall of Fame quarterback again. No way. It's not happening.
So
not
LaFleur,
right now.
If this goes, this could go south.
They don't
this
have
could
a backup.
Be like your, this could be like your boy Bubba Chuck. What's your boy's name? That was 1 year. What's his name?
Ray Rhodes.
Ray Rhodes. This could be like Ray Rhodes then for LaFleur if this doesn't go right.
You got Ray Rhodes out of that?
Yeah.
Well, he said been there for 1 year. That's the only Packer head coach I know that's been only here for 1 year. You have any of the other ones? I don't.
This could be Ray Rhodes. 1 year. I mean, if this goes south and Rodgers doesn't buy in, and then you're Steve, this is, LaFleur only has 1 year.
Gary Ellerson, backer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, C Sparky Fiverr with you, Wendy's Big Show. Some Bucks news. Are they even going to make a draft pick on draft night? Stay tuned. Show served up hot and fresh only on 105.7 FM. The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer Badger running back Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Only show in town where you get two former Packers. Anthony Mandela producing Other Side of the Glass. Some tweets coming in on this topic concerning Mike Silver's story. And you can read that at 1057fmthefan.com concerning Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur going back and forth about how much freedom Aaron Rodgers will have when it comes to calling audibles. Craig tweets at The Fan, good God, Gary, you are already crying wolf after a mini camp. Let's pump the brakes, bud. We are not even in training camp yet. Let them work together for a bit and see. One mini camp is a little early to throw away the season.
Oh, nobody's throwing away the season. Good guys. You guys, I'm not overreacting. I'm just saying, and this is a fact, this is a continuation of what we had last year under Mike McCarthy. That is my point. So it's, I'm not saying they're not going to win 13, 14, 15 games. I got nothing about that. All I'm saying to you is this is the same problem that you had with your last head coach. And I don't know why this is cropping up with
you
the
know,
floor.
Mike McCarthy is sitting in Green Bay reading this article, laughing.
Yeah, sure he is.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing away the season. I'm not doing any of that. All I'm saying to you people, and just acknowledge it, if you would, please, 414-799-1250. This is the same thing that you had under Mike McCarthy. I just want to read this. Mike, this is Roger says this. I don't think you want to ask me to turn off 11 years. That's not like a humble brag or anything. That's just a fact. I got nothing against Rodgers. If you are honest with yourself about what is going down right now, don't you see that this is the continuation of last year? I don't know how you don't see that.
Mikey, the owner, tweets at 105.7 FM, The Fan. First-time head coach trying to put a chokehold on a Hall of Fame quarterback. Your system won't work if Aaron Rodgers can have some freedom.
Isn't that the problem you had with McCarthy, though? No, McCarthy was calling the plays. That's what it was. It wasn't Rodgers.
He said he changed. Some plays.
It was McCarthy. Well, McCarthy had nothing to do. Go ahead, Steve.
Jeremy tweets at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I love 12, but need to be careful. The McCarthy issue will be fresh in people's minds. I just hope things get smoothed out as we can't ill afford to waste time out. See, now that is a whole nother point that has been brought up.
Sure.
We haven't really talked about
it. Point.
You get into this situation, Leroy, where he wants to call something that isn't one of the two plays at the line of scrimmage and then realizes that he's running out of time and doesn't have enough time to get everybody moved around and burns a timeout when LaFleur doesn't think he should have had to burn a timeout. Just call one of the two plays I call in. We wouldn't have this problem. That's where things can get a little bit heated, maybe on the sidelines.
Yeah, I think to put some of it in context, it may be a pass called, or flip it. It's a run play called to Aaron Jones, a stretch play to the right where he hands it to him almost like a play act, but he actually wants to give it to him. He comes to the line of scrimmage and see there is an 8-man true front that the safety is down, is a single safety high. Now, most coaches give you the leeway. Hey, listen. You're not going to run that play. You're going to lose yardage. So you got one-on-one outside. You can, check to something that's more like a pass. But back in the day with the West Coast, they run it anyway. They just run it. They don't care if a guy's 8-man front. I mean, we're going to get you down to the one-on-one with the safety. Our running backs are better than this safety. You got to juke him and get positive yardage.
Well, not even that, Leroy, because play builds on another play.
Yeah, but things change now. Coaches have to say, I see what you see. I see what you see. I see the guy down, walking down. I got one-on-one with Davante Adams. I want to get the ball to Davante Adams. That terminology has to fit because you got to spread that through the other 10 guys, not just to nine guys, not just to me and Davante Adams. We're on the same page. Aaron Jones is lost because he don't know he's going to get the ball or not. So he'll walk up to Aaron, am I getting the ball or are you going to pull it? Well, we'll let the defense dictate it. That's why you have OTAs and mini camps and things of that nature. They're in the process of that now. But again, I'm going to have to go back and say to coaches, they have to realize who they have and work accordingly. You have to. Otherwise, Tim Boyle could be quarterback. He could be quarterback, and you could tell him, you got two plays, go do whatever you want to do. But it's just a lot of this stuff just doesn't get out that's been getting out. And if you know that Aaron Rodgers is dying to say something, you can tell.
That's what he's saying.
I want to run that stuff with Mahomes and Jared Goff to run all around.
But that's throwing
it all over the
place.
But
if you know anything about this LaFleur offense,
trying to hand this ball off no 30 times.
If you know anything about this LaFleur offense, Steve, is that it all looks the same, and it builds off. Okay, I mean, it's bunch formation, trips right, single back set. I mean, it all looks the same, but it's not the same. Now, if you get to go on audibling and whatever he wants to do, then that your play caller can't get into a rhythm because you never get to where you want to go. Because he's moving jokers, he's changing. It's deception. Leroy sitting back there, Leroy go, man, I done seen the same formation. They done ran the same thing 4 or 5 times. I know where I'm going. But if you never get there, the defense never think that they know where, and when they don't know where he's going, you never get to set it up. Because what he's trying to do? He's trying to hit the home run right now.
And that will continue. Brew Crew Fan OK tweets at the fan, this is going to be an ongoing power struggle between Rodgers and LaFleur. We will see how LaFleur handles it. When McCarthy came in, Favre had a ton of liberties given to him by Mike Sherman that would be tolerated. I think LaFleur has the drive and intel to make it work. See, and that's the difference here. Mm-hmm. McCarthy dropped the hammer on Favre. Said, you want more liberties? You want to do all this crap? Be here at 5 a.m. and meet me here, and you can help put
that's
everything together.
Remember that?
Right?
Yes.
And Favre then retired at the end of that year, well, the first time, and pretty much, I'll never forget it, said, yes, if I had to watch that much tape and do all this my whole career, I would have retired 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So that tells you what McCarthy demanded out of him. Mm-hmm. As much as I think LaFleur can be a hard ass about things, I just don't know if he's going to go to that extreme with Rodgers.
You don't know.
I just don't think it's going to get to that point.
It was easier with Mike Sherman because Brett was coming from the West Coast, going into the West Coast style offense. So it was a smooth transition. It was just, what are you doing 3rd and 3? I like to do this. You like to do that. But now this is a whole new system. For Aaron, this is a whole new system, and we all have to be guilty of this a little bit. If you've been doing something for a long time, it's hard to accept change. It really is. I mean, you've heard of people set in their ways. I've been doing something for 11, 12, 13 years. Now I have to change it. But I'm going to tell you what, a famous guy told me this, and this was Mike Shanahan.
Famous guy?
I'll never forget what he said. If you're all pro, you're all pro. It ain't got nothing to do with the system. I said, hey, man, it makes a lot of sense to me. If you're good, you're good. You don't go from I'm good and now I'm bad and blame the system, because that's a word that's all caps, being coachable. And that's what Aaron don't want. You don't want these guys when they go, because I'm going to tell you something, when Aaron and all these guys are hanging out or listening to us, these coaches are up there, they're meeting, they're going through all this material. They're watching all this film. They got to have it ready when you come in. The least you can do is buy into it. And I'm going to tell you something. It was hard for me to buy into all that stuff, man, because I'm like, it doesn't really make sense. But after a while, not only did it make sense, it put me in a position to become the leader of the defense once Reggie left. So I think both guys got to do some buying in, you know, the head coach and Rodgers. But I'm going to go back to this again. A lot of this was covered in the interview. That's why he got the job.
Coming up, we will talk with Seth Everett about 1 hour from right now at 3:48. Get his take on the Brewers losing 2 out of 3 to the San Francisco Giants over the weekend, but still sitting in first place over the Chicago Cubs. We'll get his thoughts on that. Coming up after a sports flash here at the top of the hour, Leroy Butler got his wish. He got Anthony Davis on the Lakers, but is it really going to bring him a ring at the end of the day? I have my questions. We'll discuss those coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.